Let's turn in the Word of God to Matthew, his Gospel, Matthew's Gospel, and chapter 14. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 14, we'll read the whole chapter, verses 1 through 36. And beginning in verse 1, these are the words of the Lord, so give your attention to them. At that time, Herod the Tetrarch heard the report about Jesus and said to his servants, "This is John the Baptist. He is risen from the dead, and therefore these powers are at work in him." For Herod had laid hold of John and bound him and put him in prison for the sake of Herodias, his brother Philip's wife, because John had said to him, "It is not lawful for you to have her." And although he wanted to put him to death, he feared the multitude, because they counted him as a prophet. But when Herod's birthday was celebrated, the daughter of Herodias danced before them and pleased Herod. Therefore he promised with an oath to give her whatever she might ask. So she, having been prompted by her mother, said, "Give me John the Baptist's head here on a platter." And the king was sorry, nevertheless, because of the oaths and because of those who sat with him, he commanded it to be given to her. So he sent and had John beheaded in prison, and his head was brought on a platter and given to the girl, and she brought it to her mother. Then his disciples came and took away the body and buried it, and went and told Jesus. When Jesus heard it, he departed from there by boat to a deserted place by himself. But when the multitudes heard it, they followed him on foot from the cities. When Jesus went out to see, he saw a great multitude, and he was moved with compassion for them and healed their sick. When it was evening, his disciples came to him, saying, "This is a deserted place, and the hour is already late. Send the multitudes away that they may go into the villages and buy themselves food." But Jesus said to them, "They do not need to go away. You give them something to eat." He said to them, "We have here only 5 loaves and 2 fish. He said, "Bring them here to me." Then he commanded the multitudes to sit down on the grass, and he took the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, and looking up to heaven, he blessed and broke and gave the loaves to his disciples, and the disciples gave to the multitudes. And so they all ate and were filled, and they took up 12 baskets full of the fragments that remained. Now those who had eaten were about 5,000 men, besides women and children. Immediately Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side while he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. Now when evening came, he was alone there, but the boat was now in the middle of the sea, tossed by the waves, for the wind was contrary. Now in the 4th watch of the night, Jesus went to them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a ghost!" And they cried out for fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Be of good cheer. It is I. Do not be afraid." And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." So he said, "Come." When Peter had come down out of the boat, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw that the wind was boisterous, he was afraid and began to sink. He cried out, saying, "Lord, save me." And immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him and said to him, "Oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt?" And when they got into the boat, the wind ceased. Then those who were in the boat came and worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." When they had crossed over, they came to the land of Gennesaret. And when the men of that place recognized him, they sent out into all the surrounding region, brought to him all who were sick, and begged him that they might only touch the hem of his garment. And as many as touched it were made perfectly well. And those are God's words. All for the glory of Christ is the Christian's duty. John came to proclaim Christ, that the kingdom of heaven was at hand and is now here. And as happens to some preachers who preach God's word and speak His word, to John the Baptist, it so happened. He is seen as a threat to any government that hates Christ, and so John is imprisoned and then beheaded, put to death. There through verse 12, it talks about that. And we see the proper action upon someone's death, how to deal with the body with care and burying it in the hope of the bodily resurrection to come. And then through verse 21, the feeding of the 5,000 men plus the women and children, which would probably be around 20,000 total people to feed, and miraculously fed them with a mere 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish with the 12 baskets full of crumbs left over. And then another miracle in verses 22 and 23 of his walking on water. And then the rest of the passage, Christ healing the sick even by the touching of His garment. And we come, when we come to worship, and every day we consider Jesus, we come to an amazing and awesome Savior, the Healer, the all-powerful King who reigns not only over our souls, but our bodies. And so let us honor Him with our lives, our bodies, our thoughts, our desires, our emotions, and our words. Here it says, as many as touched it, His garment, were made perfectly well. And the promise to us today is if you come to Jesus, you and your soul will be made perfectly well. And at the last, your body will be raised up and be made perfectly well as well. Let's pray. Father, we're thankful as we praise Your name because of Your Son. We praise His name, the name of Jesus, the name in which we bow unto. He, our King of all kings, our Lord, as even as we heard this morning, how gracious You are in revealing to us the gospel that we don't deserve to hear, the Word of God which we don't deserve to hear, and yet You have given that privilege to us. Not because we've done good things well enough to earn such to hear Your Word, but because of Your Son, Jesus Christ, and Your eternal love for us alone, that You speak to us, that You reveal Yourself to us, that You reveal the Healer of bodies and souls to us, that is our Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we do plead with You this evening that You would be a God who would give wisdom to Your people. We pray as we do for those in the congregation who desire wisdom. We pray for Reed in the coming months when he moves and gets married, and we praise You for that. Pray that that marriage would go well for the rest of his life, and that it would be true that his marriage would image forth You, Christ, and the church, as all of our marriages ought to do. And Father, we pray that You would give him wisdom about where he can find a job and a good church to worship at. We pray again for Tim, Tim Lindsay, that You would provide work as he's looking for it. And in his field, of course, and their desire to live here. And so, Father, we pray that You would provide here a job that is suitable and enjoyable to him. We ask for Oscar, Michelle, as they desire someday, Lord willing, to be married, that You would give them wisdom and patience and discernment and love for You above all things. Father, we ask that You would be with our children. You would cause them by Your Holy Spirit, give them Your Holy Spirit to love You. And Father, we ask also that you would build each one of us up in the faith, each one at different points in sanctification and growing in love for you and fear of your name and holiness. And so, Father, we pray that you would keep growing us by the Word and by your Holy Spirit. We pray that you would cause us to remember always these words we've heard this evening of Jesus being the provider, even from the small amounts of food. He can feed great multitudes. And so make us to be people who trust in the King of Kings to provide for us our food, even when times are tough. When times are well, we pray that we would remember that we haven't got where we are because of ourselves, but because of Christ your Son and by your grace that you shower upon us. Your providing grace, your sustaining grace. And so, Father, help us to remember the things we've learned in your Word, and to never turn to our sin. And when we do sin, Father, we pray that we would come and confess our sins before you, that we would not just speak them in word and say that we're sorry, but that we would actually turn from those sins and turn unto you. And where it is difficult and we keep going back to those sins, Father, give us even a special measure of your grace to turn from those habitual sins that we often struggle with. That we would put those sins to death and mortify them. That we would, through all of that, honor your holy name and honor the name of Jesus Christ, your Son. Father, we're thankful for his sacrifice. And it is by his sacrifice that we know that we are forgiven of our sins as we turn to you from them. And that you're faithful and just to forgive us because of the blood of Jesus Christ that washes our sins away. And so do that in us, Father. And help us to have the mind of heaven, our focus on you, and not on the circumstances around us. And in all these things, we ask for your help. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.